It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis says the growth rate of new COVID-19 cases and the hospitalization rate for those with the disease is continuing to decline. CPR health reporter John Daly says that's promising news.
That's significant because these are encouraging signs. It shows that the social distancing has been making a difference. It's making a difference in these rates that the state is following every day to help guide what they're doing.
CPR's John Daly. Still, the governor urges people to continue safety measures like wearing masks. As of yesterday, 851 people in Colorado have died from COVID-19. Colorado small business owners are trying to figure out the rules for reopening as regulations lift. Layla Kari owns the Denver Cat Company in Denver. The business lets patrons spend time with cats that are up for adoption.
I have to say, even though I'm a pretty well-informed person and I've been trying to follow along as closely as possible, like I follow all the authorities on Twitter and stuff, it's been hard to kind of, you know, figure out what exactly the guidelines are.
The Cat Cafe has been shuttered since mid-March. Kari plans to open May 9th, but only for curbside pickup of pet supplies. The Colorado Supreme Court has ruled that a candidate who did not turn in enough valid signatures cannot be added to the Democratic Senate primary ballot. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The ruling reverses a decision made last month by the Denver District Court. The lower court said Senate candidate Michelle Ferrigno-Warren made a good faith effort to gather signatures to get her name on the ballot, even though she only turned in about half the required signatures. She argued that COVID-19 made it impossible to gather more. The Colorado Supreme Court, however, says the threshold is firm and that it's up to state lawmakers, not the courts, to loosen the requirement. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Spring runoff in the Animas River in southwest Colorado is expected to be below average. The Durango Herald reports that snowpack is lower than normal and melting fast, and that means the peak flow will come earlier and could put a strain on water supplies later in the season. That part of Colorado is under drought conditions that began last summer. Metro weather is sunny and breezy, a lot like yesterday. Highs near 70 this afternoon and about the same tomorrow. 60s in Colorado Springs and in the 70s in Pueblo today and again on Wednesday, 70s in Grand Junction and warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.